tidings. Rise and praise God. Kingdom of God has come on earth.
This is Our God Reigneth broadcast with Priest King Olutomole Universe, the Another Comforter, preaching the gospel of the descended throne of the kingdom of heaven on earth and inviting all nations and people to abide therein for their safety from the wrath and vengeance of God now upon the whole earth. While should you perish, God bless you for watching.
A unique full-circle rainbow sign appeared in the sky of heaven, depicting the birth of the new age of the promised comforter, a reminiscence of the star of Bethlehem, which appeared in the east at the instant of the birth of Christ, the world's savior. In shocking astonishment, all were gazing unto the skies of heaven.
Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, the kingdom of God has come on earth. Olutomole is the anointed king, the kingdom of heaven on the earth.
The good news about the throne of God and of the Lamb on earth is essentially the good news about the promised kingdom of heaven being established on earth in our own time and age.
By the express direction of Christ, and God revealed to me in the course of our worship on Sunday that he was going to make manifest a rainbow, but I was not expecting a full circled rainbow, except the natural and the conventional rainbow, which was made manifest in the days of Noah. See, so I had a premonition. God informed me, because God will always give enough appraisal of his future intention to his people. But I was not expecting a rainbow. But I even thought it was just a vision, something that will have to come the far distant future. But eventually it happened. So this full rainbow is the greatest event in manifest creation. Full circle rainbow is essentially the throne of God in heaven. And the light, powerful light in the middle of that full circle rainbow is Christ himself. It symbolizes Christ himself seated upon the throne of glory, governing the universe. So by this full circle rainbow, God is announcing to the world that a new age has commenced. And that the reign of God, as prophesied in the Bible, has truly commenced. That is the essence of this full rainbow, to announce to the whole world that God has set up his throne over the whole earth to govern the earth and essentially to defeat evil and to subdue the prince of carnal life, which is Satan the devil. The full rainbow, circle rainbow, further illustrates to us the commencement of the millennial reign of Christ Jesus. The 1,000 years reign has commenced on earth. And the 2,000 years prayer of the church,
all my viewers out there, I pronounce my God's salvation upon you as you are watching this program.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I pray sincerely for the power of the seven spirit comforter to come upon you.
Amen.
And change your life.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, finally I welcome you to our Godliness broadcast. Okay, this is the second episode of this one great message about the warning of God concerning our world. So the topic again is hour of God's wrath has come. The hour of God's wrath has come. Who can stand? And I'm taking my text from Genesis chapter 6, verse 13. I read from here. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me. The end of all flesh is come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. God is expressing his displeasure against corruption, against defilement of the earth, and against violence. Murder here, warfare here, destruction here and there. It says, and God, the end of all flesh has come before me. That shows the holiness of God. For the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth, the whole world. So, my friend, look to see, it doesn't cost God anything to destroy and wipe away. So, I want you to know, this coronavirus is the beginning of sorrow. It has just started. It is the beginning of sorrow. God says he's going to afflict the nation of the world with more grievous seven plagues. That will be most grievous than this coronavirus, including famine and terrible things that will come upon this world. Behold, the heavens speak with me concerning the evil which shall surely come upon this evil generation, this present generation which we are. Take it or leave it. This word God has revealed to me and has commanded, has given the authority to reach out to the entire world, what God has in plan. God has said, I, the Lord, the possessor of heaven and earth, have decreed, the earth and heaven may pass away, but my word shall never pass away. In passages, I want to remind you, I just want to take you to the memory lane. In passages, God has been bringing corrupt generation into judgment. Every evil generation must terminate in judgment. I want you to write this down. Every evil generation must terminate in judgment. So we are talking about God's judgment upon this generation because of corruption, because of iniquity, because of wickedness, because of rebellion against God. Remember the former world of Noah, how God washed the entire race away by a flood of water. Also remember the great cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, which God reduced to ashes overnight. Also remember the old great city of Jerusalem, how God brought it to total ruin and desolation. And for another 2,000 years, the great city of Jerusalem did not exist as a sovereign nation. For 2,000 years, I said, Thus says the Lord, our God, because the sin of this generation, this present generation, is full up to the brim before me, like the generation of the age of Noah, God has said unto him. Therefore, I, the Lord, has a controversy with this generation and this world. I want you to take note of this and write it down. God has a controversy. God is fighting against this whole generation. I, the Lord God, am determined to fight against the world of evil. I, the Lord God, am determined to shake the world. I want to shake all nations and tribes and languages very terribly. For God has said in his word, in Haggai chapter 2, verses 20 and 21, that he's going to shake all the thrones, he's going to overthrow all the thrones of kingdoms of the heathen. So God is repeating it now. The prayers of the world cannot save the world. The religion of the world cannot save the world. Except this one nation, which I, the Lord God, of hosts, has severed unto myself from among the many other nations, which is the holy city of God, now present on us. I, the Lord, listen, I'm talking about severe plagues. God is really angry with this present nation. I, the Lord God, I shall afflict all nations with seven diverse plagues, together with active famine, and I will punish them until this generation turn away from the rebellion against me. I return to the worship of fire, the Creator. Today it is Mammon worship. Today, the church itself is immersed in materialism. Today, the whole world is engaged in mammon worship. It's murder and extortion. Until this generation turn away from the rebellion against me and return to the worship of I, the Creator. Before descended throne of kingdom, which I have now descended upon the earth. So when God is bringing his wrath, when God is bringing his destruction, like in days of Noah, he said unto Noah, go and build me an ark of wooden tree. So by this ark, I will preserve lives and souls of all that come into the ark. So this is the nature of a God. If he's bringing problem, if he's going to trouble the world, he's been going to kill and destroy lives. He's a merciful God.
Yes.
His divine nature compels him to provide a place of refuge,
yes,
as it was in the days of Noah. So this time around, as we are talking, the tribulation that Christ has predicted, the hour of temptation that is coming, at the same time, God and Christ have now provided their long-awaited kingdom of heaven to serve as a place of refuge, to serve as the end-time ark of salvation unto all that will fear God's judgment. My friend, don't fear death. Don't fear witches. Don't fear the wicked of the earth. Don't fear them. Fear God because of his judgment. Because the judgment of God has no remedy. Fear God. Christ says, you fear no man who can destroy the body and cannot destroy the soul. He said, but I will warn you who to fear. Fear him who, after killing you, has the power to drive your soul to hellfire. Fear him. So I'm appealing to you, I want you to fear God and seek his place of refuge, which he has prepared for you. This is the descended throne of the kingdom of God, which God has given to me for you, and for the sake of your family. See, the word of God says, the matter about this evil generation shall be likened to the days of Moses and the king of Pharaoh, when I deployed 10 severe plagues with death until they succumbed to my will. So it shall be with this generation, coupled with famine and other woeful events which will terrify them. So God is ready. Angry, it's coming with full indignation. Now, this is time for you to turn to God through his holy worship. It's not for you to sit in your own religion, which has not helped you, which has done it to this boss, and you say, yes, we have God. No! You come into the habitation of God. Come into the place of refuge.
Yes.
Come to the stronghold, the Bible, in the book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse 7, it says, God is our stronghold in time of trouble. But God placed a stronghold for those in the age of Noah. So God was placed, and tell you where to find his stronghold. So this is the kingdom of God. There's no fear. God has nothing to offer you than his protection, than his stronghold, than the established kingdom of God. I want you to see once again the full circle rainbow, which is the descended throne, the authentic proof of what I'm saying. God says, for thus I, the Lord, has written. God says, blind are the unbelievers, for they know not what I, God, is doing in this generation. Who are blind? Let me take you to Isaiah 42, verse 19. The Bible says, who is blind but my servants? Who is deaf as my messengers that are sent? You see, all the people of God have turned aside to the side of Satan and devil, working in collaboration with Satan and devil to destroy the world. All our places of religion, all our places of worship is corrupt. There you find ritual magic. There you find of or sex scandals. There you find financial corruption, just extortion. There you find people, ministers, promising the world, heaven is your goal, heaven is your goal. But we, God, Christ came and preached the gospel of kingdom of heaven is coming. You are talking about heaven is your goal. Where are you going? I say, Christ says, for 3 years he was preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven was coming. Your duty is to wait for the kingdom and to come to the kingdom.
Yes.
But in your hypocrisy, you are deceiving the world that heaven is their goal, in order to extort money from them because of their ignorance. But today, the kingdom of heaven has come.
Yes.
Heaven is not your goal.
At all.
The throne belongs to God. He says, yes. Heaven is my throne. Are you going to sit with God in heaven on his throne?
No.
Are you going to sit with God on his throne?
No.
So don't be deceived, you people are worshippers. Heaven is not your goal. The kingdom of God on earth is your goal.
Amen.
Our God, reign it.
And it's a place of refuge.
Reign it.
Yes, it's a place of refuge. So do not be deceived by your traditional prayer or by your fasting. All these are mere mockery. The false prophets and pastors are now misleading the world. But I'm calling you back to your rightful place, that is the kingdom of God. Christ says, come ye, blessed of my Father. Come ye, you blessed of my Father, and enter that kingdom of God, which has been prepared for you. That's Matthew 25, verse 34. So it is the kingdom of God that God has prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Now it has come physically. Don't keep behind. Coming today,
okay.
For the judgment of God is at your door, your doorstep, that you perish not.
Amen.
Therefore, obey the kingdom of God. Obey ye the kingdom of God gospel, which I have commanded you long ago. For as it was in days of Noah, so shall it be. Come and abide in the descended throne of the kingdom, which I have promised for your safety, and which I have now put in place. So I'm not just preaching the kingdom that is still in the air, or still in the future, but the kingdom that has come. There's your time. The son is yours. Hell or kingdom of heaven, choose one. Death and judgment, choose one. This is your stronghold. This is your place of refuge. So come today that we are talking about choice of life. Choice of life. Choice of life. Choose one. I know you'll not be like Adam. Who made a wrong choice? Choose life. This is the kingdom of God for you.
Amen.
And abide therein.
Amen.
For you to be in the kingdom, you have to come to the end time ark of salvation as it was in the days of Noah. Why should you perish? We are drawing the curtain here, and I want you to take heed. The dwelling of God. Seven plagues. God is going to afflict. You see, the whole generation of humanity with seven diverse plagues. So you can see the coronavirus, okay, is a child play and it's the beginning of sorrow. It's the beginning. Worse things are coming and have come. Anytime from now. So I've come to alert you. I've come to throw the light to show you God's verdict concerning this evil world. God lives forever.
Amen. Amen.
Salvation belongs to God.
Oh, yes.
That sits upon his throne.
Yes.
The salvation must be from throne.
Yes.
Your protection must come from above.
Oh, yes.
Not from magic. Not from prayer. But must come from above.
Yes.
God bless you all.
Amen.
Friends, you've been listening to the message of another comforter, Priest King Olutomole Universe, preaching and inviting all the beloved of the Lord into the descended throne of Kingdom of God now on earth. For as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at this end time. Luke chapter 17, verse 26. Therefore, believe and be saved today, you and your household. For your salvation, God bless you. Thank you for your supportive efforts. You can also send in your donations to these accounts. Polaris Bank, dollar account 17717326 56. Naira account 115003-2072. Account name Kaim Holy Throne Mission. Kaim Holy Throne Mission. God bless you. For your personal contact, do visit the capital city, Holy Mount of the Lord, City of Glory, kilometer 25, Orioke Olutomole Bus Stop, Ondo Akure Road, Ondo State, Nigeria. Our telephone number 0806-648-7203.